So here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio. Thank you all for participating with this Wednesday evening conference call, Simulcast. So when we are going to do questions and answers tonight, right?
That's the schedule. Is Terry right there?
Your announcement email, so...
You know what?
This is BBS Radio, and Wynn, you're getting all this feedback. I just wanted to let you know that.
Was down. I was struggling, and I couldn't get in. So,
okay.
I didn't send the email. Is Terry here?
I have not seen her yet. No.
Oh, God. I hope she didn't quit. Hang on a second.
I just wanted to congratulate you, Wynn.
She's been threatening. She said she wanted a raise. She wanted a raise. She said she's not coming on. Hang on.
All right. So I welcome you all on the phone line and also those who are participating over the internet. Thank you for being here. The more people, the better. The better the energy.
You can always double Terry's salary.
Guys, I'm not so sure the more people, the better the energy.
Q&A session started.
Oops. I think I...
Q&A session is over.
Depending on if you have the right people.
It's the quality of the people. God. But more people of good quality. You know what? And good quality doesn't mean you have to have your act together. Your life has to be together. Mm-hmm. You have to be rich. It doesn't even mean you can't be lonely. It means that you have learned how to give of your spirit. How do you give of your spirit? Oh, did we start recording?
Not yet.
Yeah. This was good.
This conference is being recorded.
Hey, this is Wynn, January 22nd, 2014. Welcome, everybody. Sorry we did. We were going to send out an email, and we do, usually a half hour to an hour before the call, and our email company was down. First time, that very rarely has happened. Can't even think of it ever happening. Now, I don't think it's George Murray's fault. The good news is the Spirit Channel is up. And if you haven't discovered it, we have an archive of, you know, we have recordings from 2002. And one of the things that everyone has to go through who is kind of discovering this work, it's so out of what your conscious, it's not true for everyone. For many people, it's like, can this be real? I had to go through it. I said, I must be making a mistake. This is like being, Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry. I see you, but I don't hear you.
He was just making a noise, but disappeared again.
Oh. I see her presence on the console. All right. But in any case, we have an archive of calls going from 2002 until the present. And even the first, I don't have this up on the internet. I don't have this up. But someday I'll get it up. The first, very first call where Daphne first came in and they started talking to me. Because on some, you know, many people think maybe Wynn's making this up. Maybe I designed this plan to get a lot of attention. Some people think that, not everybody. But you can't possibly think that when you start looking through all this stuff. You have to put yourself in my shoes and say, okay, he's really going through this. Listen to those recordings. And since we've been doing conference calls, we have, I think, all the conference call recordings and many transcripts. We have people that are volunteering and doing transcripts up on the web, thespiritchannel.net. And that's one of our, that is our most popular page that people visit. Because there's so much there. Now, if you, it's ordered chronologically. So we're working and developing a better system so you can find the calls that are most important or that fit kind of things you want to know. Because there's every kind of topic you can imagine, and there is some indication on the name of the call when it has, most of the calls have names, but some don't. And on our Wednesday call, we have the questions that people have turned in, so you can scroll down and see the questions, and you'll see at the very top, there's a tab that says 2014, 13, 12, 11, 10. Doesn't it go back to 2009, Heis? Am I correct? So
yeah.
on these calls on the Spirit Channel, I wouldn't say they're all of the same quality because we do this three times a week, and they're not all channeling calls. A lot of them are. Some of them are me talking. Some of them we have an open mic and people express themselves. And then we have these sessions, and this is why we have to go through and help bring those out so people don't miss them. We have sessions where I just start asking questions on the line, and I follow my line of questioning, and I pick a kind of a topic, and we have, as far as I can tell, answers to things that have never, ever been brought forth into this realm. And it's, of course, it's all live. And Terry, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Thank God we increased our budget and gave you a raise. I told people you were on. Yeah, well, I told everybody you weren't here because you were on strike and you were demanding more money.
I'll look for a raise pretty soon, huh?
That's right. So, on our way, I thank all of you who sent in questions, and I'm not going to talk hardly any longer because I want to go to the questions. Before I do, let me just tell you one thing. At least one thing. I told you about the Spirit Channel. So it's www.thespiritchannel.net. And I know people go back and back and back and back because there's so much in there. And if you look at the page, there's some of the calls have transcripts and some of them are just audios. And it's working now. It wasn't working because we crashed our server. But it is working. And I believe this Saturday we're going to do a question and answer workshop, similar to what we do tonight, but everyone will get their question answered and we'll spend more time on the answers. Usually it goes for 3 hours, and I'm going to charge just a nominal amount of donation to attend, and a higher amount if you want to ask a question, okay? And it can be a personal question. Usually, now this may not be true, it probably will be true, when we charge a small amount for something, it kind of makes a little bit of a different energy because you guys are reaching back and it shows you're interested. Almost all of the stuff we have, as I said, we're giving away not giving it away, making available huge amounts of material. And we've been, you know, coming in for years now doing these calls. And whether there's 10 people or hundreds of people, we've been very consistent. And it's set a track of energy here. It set something that when we show up, how can I say it? When we show up, they show up. and there's been a group of people that's been showing up. And I wanted to acknowledge all those people because they don't realize how important they are. Maybe they do, but they are. Like Donna. There's nothing to join here. There's nothing to be a member of. This is not an exclusive group. This is people show up, they get touched, they start to help, they volunteer. Even if they just come on the line and say hello, Marilyn, who was on earlier, if I start naming names, I'm going to leave people out. Dave and Mesa, Ariel is a regular. Hi, who are some of the other regulars?
And Don and Dwayne and Lucy.
And Marilyn and Michael.
Michael Adler in San Diego, Nell in England. And what happens is you come on, particularly if you guys come on early, after a while, people get to know you. Like the interesting thing is the kind of intimacy that gets created on these calls where people get who keep coming in and get to know each other, sometimes better than their own families. And they never even met. They just met on the phone. But it's the magic that happens when spiritual energy starts to flow. And then we start having connections with each other that start with, when you have people of a higher intent who are working on themselves, and you start connecting with those people, we lift each other. We help each other. We don't judge each other for our faults. And that's a process. I've just watched this work. I mean, I've read lots of things, and I read Jesus, and, you know, that's all there. But yet, we are actually doing it here on the phone. And that is kind of a miracle that you can do it over the phone. And by the way, all you guys on the internet, we know you're there, and we feel you. If you're new and you're calling in on the phone, be sure and check your phone bill or call your carrier. Most carriers don't charge, but there's a few that do charge for conference calls. And it's usually not a lot, but for you start coming to like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, like 16 or 17 hours of calls a week, which some people do, you could get an unexpectedly high bill. So call your phone company. Give them the prefix of all our calls. You know, go to calendar.intelligent-infinity.com. We have all the call phone numbers. Give them the prefixes. Tell them their conference calls and ask them if there's any extra charge for it. You don't get, yeah.
Your talk time is up.
I've talked enough?
Yeah, your talk time is up right now.
Thank you. You know what? That's a very important point to make, guys. That is really important. Because there's some people that are on real fixed budgets, and they start coming into our calls, and they suddenly get an $80 bill at the end of the month. And I want to make sure people who are calling in, you know, you can always get on the internet There's ways to get in on Skype, and I want to make sure people that are calling in don't get huge charges, okay?
Can you get the announcement email still? You want to try to get it out, the announcement email?
Right now, you mean?
Yeah, see if they're up.
No, I don't want to distract myself.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
We'll send it out, and hopefully they'll be up tomorrow. I'll just send out the recording to people. Okay? And on that note here, let me open up the questions for tonight. And Terry, I know you're not ready, correct?
No, I'm not ready, but I'm working on it. They're working
Terry,
with me, you know, they come in and they check me out and calm me down.
Thank goodness.
And sometimes when you do the invocation, it seems like it goes on forever, and it's because they keep saying, oh, there's a whole lot of time, just a whole lot of time. You know, and everything slows down when they do the invocation and they come in.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through the solar system, and then through the energies of the Earth. And if we shut our eyes, we bring that energy through our bodies, and we can ask it to heal any out of balances while we're doing it, through our feet, and down into the center of the earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection for all those present who would like to share this energy. This is free will. And we ask those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join our group energy, and that anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present? Thank you.
Yes. We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is the 22nd of January, 2014. Planet Earth, and we are present here. We are establishing connection and stability for this call. We do not come on the telephone lines. We do not come on the computer. We come directly, although we are aware of the voice transmitted slowly, in our terms, over the internet and over the telephone line. We are instantaneous. Perhaps some of you have noticed that in this earth density, things are very slow sometimes. You think something and you think it very fast, and you would like something to happen. However, to put it into effect in the third density takes to get all the ducks in a row, everything in alignment, that it can begin to take place. So sometimes it is very frustrating between the thought and the accomplishment of what you wanted with the thought. Do you have questions?
Yes. Let me mention that sometimes I might answer a question. There's certain questions that I do know the answer to, and it would be inappropriate to ask. And I'll make comments why it's inappropriate if we hit one of those questions. And first of all, this is from Karen Hatch in Springfield, Oregon. And this is really a common question that many people have. How can I figure out my purpose? Or perhaps, how can I remember why I chose this life? It has been very difficult. Thank you.
Thank you. You are up against the things that you came in to work through. So the difficulties, when you look at them, they are right on your purpose line. Things that you wish to learn how to move through, how to handle conflict with others, getting other people to see your point of view, communication, the opening of the throat chakra, and patience, and listening and seeing what it is that other people are saying, hearing their point of view. You wish harmony, harmonious connection with certain members of the family, and it is very important. You wish to be heard. You wish to get your points across. And being in the third density and working with other people who have their own particular ideas and are not tuned in to where you are coming from takes patience, setting aside your ego and setting aside your feelings of frustration and being there for that person for the moment, hearing what it is that they need to say, but yet holding your own position. When you look at the things that have caused you difficulty, it is with the difficulty where your purpose lies to get through to the other side, to establish patience in communication. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to make a comment. And many of the people who are attracted to this work are what the Ra group, we haven't talked too much about the Ra group, and this is in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. You'll learn as you keep paying attention to our work. The Elohim is one group soul, and the Ra group is another, and the Ra group is made up of graduates of this realm, whereas by and large, the Elohim group didn't have bodies. The Ra group has a lot of wisdom because they've gone through many, many, maybe 1,000 lifetimes can be in this realm coming back and forth. And they talk about the idea of wanderers. And a wanderer usually refers to a member of the Ra group who graduated this realm. And it could also be an Elohim, but the Elohim call themselves star seeds when they come back. And that you just made a decision to come back into this realm to be of service in this realm. And once you're here, you don't remember that anywhere. Now, according to our information, there could be 100 million beings on our planet that fit that description. And when they come across our material and other people's, they say, that's it. It resonates with them. Sometimes they come in to be of service, and they could be an artist, and then that resonates with them. They could be a paramedic driver. They could be a hotel concierge. They could be an operator answering the phone. They could be a greeter. But on some, they don't know that they're coming in with a higher frequency in their minds. But they have the ability sometimes to cheer people up. And whenever they have in a position to express compassion for other people, there's a fulfillment that comes in. And they're very, these kinds of people, which are you and I, have very difficult time, can have a very difficult time doing regular things because they are boring. So if that description feels like you, then add to your understanding that you need to do things that connect and display compassion and empathy. And that's how you actually, when you say, what's your purpose? And you think that there's a divine purpose that you have, it's probably not accurate. Your purpose is to uplift people. And you as a creator have to find your unique way of doing that. And because no one can tell you what that is, they would be taking away your free will and your ability to create yourself. And so, try things. Next question here.
We also have something more that we wish to say. We also see, as Gwen has commented, the creative side of you and the desire to bring joy to others in an expressive manner. And it has been hard due to making a living and the daily tasks that need to be done to rise above those, on top of those, to bring the creative joy into the life of others, which you wish to bring. We do see that, and thank Gwen for his observation.
Thank you. And, you know, the next question here, we almost answered in the last question, okay? It's another typical, how would I say it, issue for wanderers, for higher dimensional beings that come into this realm. And the question is, I don't have the person's name, and they really feel depressed about this, okay? So I'm going to ask the question to be answered in a generic way, and because it's a generic question. Why do people struggle with finances their entire life? Why does it seem like everyone else is thriving, particularly people I've helped, when I'm struggling?
Thank you. Part of what is happening is the targets you are studying. When you look at particulars, are you setting a target to have enough money for the basic essentials? Are you setting a target to have extra and aiming for a target with extra money to set aside that you can use in particular circumstances? How are you targeting your finances? What is your viewpoint on finances? Do you use your finances as an anchor to anchor your own yourself to your situation. Are the finances an anchor that are bringing you down? Can you picture having more, target having more, and what is your attitude about having more? Do you feel you really deserve to have more? There is the situation at this time with the economic situation where there is a system in place that makes it hard to have more, but targeting having more and then putting into place the things that have to happen to have more, to know that the money is out there and can come to you with some fine tweaking. Are you getting just enough or barely enough or not quite enough to get by all the time? And that is taking then up a lot of your attention. We suggest you look at your attitude towards finance. Do you feel you deserve it? We also comment that others may appear to be thriving when they may not be so lucky, but they may put on a fine appearance of having money. And they also may be having a struggle. We suggest taking a very fine look at all of your attitudes towards money and just picturing that it's okay for you to come in above the survival level and to have enough for these excursions, the things that you wish to make happen.
And something I would add is find ways to have fun. Even when you're thinking, I'm running out of money, you know, it's like when you're low on money, there are still things to have fun and to have fun even by yourself. Go to the library, sit at a cafe, volunteer at a nursing home, take a walk, and then let your mind get free of all its encumbrances. And when you do that, oftentimes you open up to higher dimensional parts of yourself, and things start popping into your head. And suddenly, why don't I do this? Why don't I do that? When you sit there in a constant anxiety, you don't allow yourself that access. And when you free yourself of the anxiety, you open up. You even open up to synchronicities, okay? So thank you for your question. Next question is somebody that listened to George Norrie, somebody by the name of Joshua Abraham, who I'm not sure who he is, wants to know my opinion. This is one, they say, your opinion. I'm going to answer this. This is the kind of question I don't want to ask. I can't ask. Those of you that have been in on the line have heard me say this before. When we are in a group matrix like this, when we create a group matrix, everything we talk about tends to become to flow into the matrix, flow into the energy. And this is true all the time in your life. And if you focus on the negative stuff that's out there constantly, then you open the portal energetically for it to flow towards you. And the other hand is people that stick their head in the sand and they pretend it's not happening. And that's not good either, because then you have no discernment. You don't know how to interpret world events. You don't know what actions you can take. I asked them a question about this, and they said, yes, it's good to know, but in small doses. But I don't want to ask them the question on a live call where we have such a big matrix, because that pulls in the energies of the dark forces just to talk about them. So I'll read the question, I'll make a quick answer, and if, you know, there's a load of stuff on the internet you can search on, but make sure you don't spend all your time focusing on it, because you're polarized with it. So the question is, I'd like to know your opinion regarding the discussion of the Illuminati and their agenda for their plan for humanity and a global government called the New World Order. The answer to that is yes, that's true. Everything, I've done a huge amount of research, and you know, essentially our planet has been tremendously under the control of that energy. And that energy even goes up to ET sources. So there's a huge amount on the internet about it. And some of it, you know, you may not even want to know. It may put you in fear. So be sure you can handle that if you want to research it, okay? And thank you, Marilyn, for the question. And next question here is from...
I have a quick answer also to the last question. We are not okay. polarized with anyone. We are there when people ask. We love all, and we see that all are working through things that they are working through, even if they are being negative at the time. We are there for everyone. We do not side with people. We do not take sides. Thank you.
Thank you. This is a question from Michael Botello, who is a Chiricahua Apache. I probably said that wrong, okay? He works at the Apache Casino Hotel, I think, if that's his email. And it's, thank you, Michael, for participating in our work, and we are so glad to share this energy into the Native American hologram on this planet. If you, I assume you must be a, you must be a Native American. So the question is, for 3 years I've been waking up at 4:44 a.m., seeing 4:44 multiple times every week. What's the significance? Thank you, and I love the positive, thank you, and a positive energy on you and all who surround you and your work.
Give us a moment. 444 has a significance, and it is a grounding time for you, and we see that in your past there has been a significance to that within your past life track, which carries over into this life track. It is a time of significance for the connecting with the tribes, with the mankind, with the works of man. with the works of the tribe. It is a time of manifesting creativity or using your own energies in your life toward the creativity in your works in the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is, just a moment. You know, there's something that people refer to as the Galactic Federation of Light. And that's, I'm not sure if that's a man-made term, if it came through channeling. In general, people think it's positive, but I'm not sure it's positive. I mean, you know, what happens is when you get a word, let's just say Galactic Federation of Light, and everybody thinks they know what that is. Except when it comes to channeling, the negative can take a word that's gotten a positive spin and suddenly identify themselves as the Galactic Federation of Light. And you can't see them. How do you know who you're talking to? So this is a word that's come through channel sources. And it may sometimes be positive. It may all the time be positive. It may sometimes be negative. And this is a trick you guys have to be careful about. Because when you start thinking somebody's got a name, like let's say the Elohim, and you feel good about it when you listen here, and then suddenly you hear someone else says, I'm talking to the Elohim. Listen very, very carefully. See if you get the same energy and see if there's any agendas. Because it could be the same Elohim. It could be sometimes the same Elohim, and sometimes negative stuff comes through. See, with channeling, with this kind of stuff, we tend to let our guard down. And that's no reason not to be very constantly vigilant, okay? Constantly vigilant. Because you're not supposed to disempower yourself. So with that, the question is, this is from Robert Nager, and are the Elohim members of the Galactic Federation of Light? And I'll let them handle it, however they wish.
Thank you. The Galactic Federation of Light is a lower realm, and some of the Elohim us do participate in that Galactic Federation of Light. However, it is a lower group. It is not of the higher group of Elohim. There are angelic Elohim. There are Elohim which take part and advise and counsel within the Galactic Federation of Light. We realize as we do this, and they realize, the ones taking part, that they are in a lower grouping than we are. And lower does not mean better or worse. They are ambassadors from the Elohim group to the council, the federation that is handling light energies at a lower level. We hope that helps.
Thank you. You know, one of the things I've learned is that these group souls fan out through, it's complicated. It's just like somebody said Earth. The Earth has a huge spectrum of people on it, every which kind. And the Elohim stands out from, it's so they describe themselves as coming from the center of everything, but then they stand out into lower dimensions. And just like we're in a lower dimension here, and some of us could might be able to go to a very high dimension. We have paid the dues to do that. We maybe came in from a high dimension, but we choose to stay hanging out in a lower place to be of service to people that we care about here because they need us. So, you know, I believe that probably happens through the dimensions. I know I'm going to just have the Elohim just touch on this. When you read the book, the Creator God book, if you read it, there's a chapter in there that happened one right here on our conference line some time back where they talked about grace, and they talked about a high level, very high level of Elohim that was like the precursor, this is my words, the precursor to the physical universe and could change things with the right track into this realm, which is us, kind of in what would look like magic here or miracles, but rearranging the atomic quantum matriculation of particles so something shifts into this realm. And what we've learned is, what they said is, in order for that to occur, there has to be no violation of free will from there into the physical space, because they can't or they won't violate the free will of any of the energies that are on the track to make that shift. And, you know, maybe if grace is present, or if they want to explain that, because I know everyone wants to have connection to that energy. And would you like to share something on that, please? Thank you.
Thank you. Oftentimes, when something untoward, something is going on that is detrimental, and someone is praying for a change, for the detrimental thing to disappear, they can invoke grace. Grace is the vision of the Elohim, and the energies of grace can move into the physical and trapped by little circles of gold where the energies of grace move into the locked geometries of the difficult problem, and the gold specks that one notices, the gold little sparkles, are the unlocking of the locked particles within the person's matrix that opens up the energy so that the problem that they are having can receive the flow of energy to help correct the problem. We are not making the changes. We are merely bringing through, at the person's request, the impetus. And when you request something, you do not need to request it in words. You do not need to request it in a particular way. A desire is a request. A yearning, a longing are requests for change. And you may see sparkles. When you connect with grace, you may see sparkles. And these sparkles, again, are of a gold color, and they are unlocking locked geometries in your space, which make it easier for the change to flow into your space.
Thank you very much. And when you have a little lady whose son got caught under a car, and she goes and picks the car up and takes it off of her son, is that a situation where grace was coming in?
No, this is all of the energies connecting together, where the individual, the little lady, is connecting with some energies that move in. It is not the energy of grace. It is the energies of one of the lower realms that is bringing help and strength to the lady to move the car.
Thank you. Question from Iram is about self-worth. And I might take a quick stab at this. We're running out of time. Then I'll turn it over to them, and this will be the last question of this evening. After what feels like many, many years of working on my self-esteem and self-worth, self-love, why do I still create situations that reflect back to me my low self-esteem and worth, or so it seems, and how can I change my patterns of creating wonderful experiences and abundance consciously? And I want to take a stab at that because that's an issue that I worked with in my life, and I know exactly how I worked through it. And so for me, the way you create worth, this is my answer for myself, which may work for you, I think you can apply it, is oftentimes you sit and you look at your self-worth and you keep looking at it, say, move, move, and it doesn't move. You actually need to do worthy things. You need to create value for other people. And the value comes back to you. And you feel your level of contribution to someone else. And as you do that as a regular routine, you will shift your energies so the lack of worthiness you feel now will just go away, because you can't feel that when you're doing worthy things. And there are, it's easy to take control of this, because there's all you need to do is help people with needs and help their needs from a point of unconditional love. And when you do that, it starts alchemically transforming you. So, for example, I've said this before, you can go to like an old age home and go around and help people write letters. Go around, ask them how you can help. And those people, you know, they're so happy to have someone visit with them. They're lonely. They're in a home. They spend hours and hours. So go and create value for them. And it's like, even, you know, you try it as an experiment. And oftentimes when you're sitting in your lack of self-worth, it's hard to take the first step in something because you feel unworthy. I mean, I've experienced this many times. You have to force yourself to walk out the door and go, and then see if something transforms inside you when you do that. Because it's been my experience that it always does. But there's a lot of inertia to walk out the door and do it. And then as you get used to pushing through your inertia and do things like that, or call your aunt who you haven't talked to in many years, or call some, you know, anything where you can say, I'm going to be unconditional loving. You don't have to try. Just have that intent and do things that make you truly valuable to other people.
Thank you. Your body is like a capacitor in some ways, and it holds the charge it holds the belief, even though you, yourself, your own soul is changing its mind. The body holds the past opinion of something that happened that made you feel unworthy. When one is small and one looks at another that seems to know everything and the other looks back and looks at you as if you don't know enough, you don't have enough skill, you aren't where they are. The body holds that like a capacitor holds a charge. So when you change the energy, as Wynn has said, by doing acts that give you confidence that you have done a good job, eventually the body will catch up and will start to be on the same page and be proud of this, or be happy that you have done that and change your own opinion. The body sometimes is slow to catch up. Do not despair, however, because beating yourself up about being not worthy simply makes you not worthy. So give yourself love and credit for your venture to change it around. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to close this session. I just want to, you know, there's some of the regulars. I'm looking at our control board, which is Cecil. We see Nancy Doyle, Suzanne Reed, Israel people, Don Herman, Joel Terry, Rosaline Tackett, Michael Snyder. These are all people that if they hadn't been coming on the line, we wouldn't be doing this now. Because we had to, you know, for us, same thing works for us. We've been coming on these calls and, you know, sometimes Terry is low esteem, sometimes I'm feeling lack of worth. We still came on and kept doing them. Now, I think we're both feeling really good about ourselves because we have contributed so much to so many people that it converts that around. And you don't have to do this. Everyone has an opportunity to contribute to people and find ways to make real contribution. Any of you that do that, let me know how it works, because I'd like to share it with other people, because it's so easy to do and it escapes people, and they sit there and they just say, why don't I change? And we got to get off because DBS is ready to do their next show. So everyone's muted. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Terry, and everyone else.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you all.
Love to everyone. Good night.
No, I love you all.
Love you too.